Rita's expressions well. Was he irked because I'd figured something out, or was he considering the possibilities? I said, I can't believe that finding Sleepy would cause so much excitement. Lady hoped we could catch Catcher all goofed up, too. But we already knew she was all right. She was sending shadows down. She was messing with me. Maybe she was just tickling me because I was there when her big sister yanked her pigtails. We didn't know. We suspected. If Sleepy had been a prisoner and wandered away, then maybe she wasn't in control after all. There isn't anybody around here who wouldn't love to add Catcher to our zoo. And two, there was the chance that the girl... Yeah, there was the chance they could grab their daughter back. Maybe when nobody was looking. Where's Lady? Still out there. His tone told me I'd used my quota of questions in that area. Sleepy said anything useful? I asked. He hasn't said anything. He doesn't act like he's all there. Just what this outfit needs, another goofball. You finding One-Eye's stash reminds me... You stumbled over either one of our prodigal conjurmen lately? I don't dream that much, boss. When I do, it's always in real time, which means only after dark, when they can hide a lot better. And they do have to be hiding if they're still in this part of the world. I don't even find campfire traces anymore. One Eye would know who was looking and how, Croker mused. Tell you the truth, Mergen, I don't miss them that much nowadays. It was a stroke of genius, if I do say so myself, to split them up. I couldn't have survived the last couple of years, working 24-hour days with them squabbling around me all the time. You'd think if they'd joined forces, there would have been forest fires and avalanches to mark the occasion. We do keep having earthquakes. I'm worried about them, boss, because of the spear. Spear, what spear? The black spear, I told you, I found it. The one I made while we were in Dejigori. He didn't take it with him, but he hasn't come back for it. And he would, using some sneak spell if he had to. It was important to him. He didn't brag, but he considered it his masterpiece. He wouldn't just throw it away, no matter how many times he's been through the company having to cut and run. You're saying he's coming back? I'm saying I think he planned to. He might not have been 100% serious about eloping. Wouldn't be the first time a man wasn't completely honest with a woman. Croker looked at me like he was trying to figure out what was really going on inside my head. Then he shrugged, said, "Could be. You men, take Sleepy into my shelter. Leave him on the examining table." "Good idea," I said. "See how bad he's been treated." Croker grunted. "You stay out here," he told Ty Day, who was standing over his captives with his beer-drinking hand tucked up behind him. "You come with me, Mergen." Like Ty Day needed reminding that the old man didn't want him in his house. "Jamadar Subadir, see that those prisoners are put away properly, and make certain that the rest of our guests haven't exceeded themselves, too." I said, "The prince never tried anything." The Prabhrindra Dra did not have to suffer the indignity of shackles. Our Taglians would not have tolerated that. I spied Uncle Doge watching from some shadows, arms crossed. I wondered why he stayed with us. Narayan Singh? Hardly. His persistence nudged my paranoia level whenever I thought about him. Croker, of course, was more enduringly suspicious than I.